Kenton. So just to get to know you a little bit more and your role on the board of directors for the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Right. So I'm a dairy farmer, a third generation dairy farmer. My wife and I partner with our son and his wife and family and operate Northern Lights Dairy down by Mandan.
We are at the second annual NDLA Livestock Summit, and last year was obviously the first event. And so what prompted this sort of an event?
Okay, so if we go back in 2016, you know, we've had livestock summits in the past that have been sponsored by the Ag Department, and there was always talk about what South Dakota is doing. Why aren't we doing that up here? Well, after that event in the fall of 2016, there were a number of us at the meeting after the meeting. You know, we thought, you know, it's time that we did something. So we scheduled and got a good group of people together and talked about how are we going to move the needle on livestock development in North Dakota. And, you know, we all have our industry groups that represent us. We don't need another political issue. That's not what we're about. We're about livestock development. And so we formed the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, made up of dairy, pork, corn, soybeans, ethanol, and the North Dakota Farmers Union are really the founding members of the alliance. We also have with us the advisory members from NDSU, the Stockman Association, and Lamb and Wool have also joined as an associate member as well. So we're looking for ways of helping individuals either to expand an operation, they're looking to bring in another generation, or somebody that's looking to build a new facility, kind of lay out the blueprints. So this is what our chairman kind of laid out very originally. Talking about in agricultural terms, we're the ones that are doing the seedbed preparation. Somebody else is going to come along after we've got the foundation established. And they're going to put the facility together. They're going to put the dollars and the effort, but everybody needs some help in getting something started. And that really is the Livestock Alliance's mission. And our summits are really tailored around making sure that the broader picture that are involved, like county commissioners, township people, community organizations, that they understand the safety around having a livestock facility in their community and also the economic benefits that come from having a livestock facility in their community.
And so, Kenton, that is exactly what we're talking about today, with many topics from labor to introducing a new barn into your community. Tell me a little bit more about why we decided to talk about these topics today on the agenda.
Yeah, so we try and get the pulse of what the ag industry, livestock industry is at, what some of the stumbling blocks are, what some of the obstacles might be. And you know, so it labor has always been a big concern. And I think that as we see the change in demographics on our farms, families aren't as large anymore. Family labor is an issue. Larger facilities means more labor issues. So there's a lot of concern about how do you make sure your labor is reliable, that you're legal if it's not a U.S. citizen. So there's a lot of benefits being able to have an outside facility come in and help you with that. So